Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. Gillette Stadium is a busy place being prepared for Tuesday night's Patriots premiere, the team's annual kickoff celebration. We will have plenty on that big event and much more regarding the team on Tuesday. But first, on Monday, we went inside the Patriots locker room for the first time this week. We heard from several players, including Danny Amendola, who came back to practice on Monday after missing all of last week. Hear what he had to say and several others in this edition of Locker Room Uncut.
Yeah, I feel great, you know, just getting the work done and getting ready for the Giants this week and you know, week one next week. So looking forward to it.
Do you feel like you need maybe a few more extra reps than you might normally get in the fourth game without having to play the third?
I'm always ready to get reps. You know, as many reps as we need to get it right and get it on the same page, I'm down for. So, you know, that's good. We're getting good reps in practice and we're getting good work done right now.
What is your level of concern, if at all, just from missing just that time there with Tom?
I'm not concerned. You know, we've had a lot of good reps in this season this camp so far, and we're going to continue to work and continue to get better.
After the game, we did some things better than we thought, and, you know, it's taking advantage of some opportunities, and then it's, you know, we can't have one or two mistakes on the plays because, I mean, they had good players on the field that took advantage of our couple mistakes, so it's just trying to play consistent.
It was back to work as usual for us. We were just focusing on what we need to improve and what we need to do to get ready for the Giants.
Was there an added sense of urgency, or we got to make sure that doesn't happen in the regular season?
Well, we heard about that after the game, so we know that can't happen during the regular season, and we know we didn't play good enough and nowhere near the way we need to play, and we're striving to do it better.
I learned very early on in my career at Florida to worry about what I can control. And the things that I can't control, I'm not going to spend time worrying about. But I can control my attitude, my effort, and my focus every single day. And those are things that I'm going to worry about.
I feel like it's more or less about the player. I mean, just because it's year two, I mean, it doesn't exactly give you expectation to make you seem like you're going to do so much better. I just feel like the more comfortable that you're with the system and your scheme and your role, I feel like that just helps pile on and makes it easier.
Not yet, but it will be here in a few days. You know, we've been together, 90 of us for quite a while, and now we're down to 75. So it's always a tough time to see guys. So many guys have to leave the team.
This is like the toughest part of the business, just you get to know guys on a personal level. You're friends with guys, and you just know the way the business works. We gotta let guys go to get down to 53, so it's always a tough week.
Well, I love playing, love competing. Everybody does in this locker room. We all love the game. That's why we're here. So you just want to not focus on that, but focus on the preparation right now, and that'll take care of itself.
At what point do you think you'll know what kind of playing time or how much action you're going to get on Thursday?
I don't know. I don't know if I will know. It's just you got to be ready.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.